hold on to the promise that Jesus is everywhere today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. This is gonna be good. It's a room full of fun. Hey, guys.
Hello.
And we have Kevin Williams in the house. I'm here. Joyce Martin.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Gerald Wolf.
Welcome back.
Tori Taff.
Hi there.
Ken Davis.
Hey.
Buddy Green. I'm Daniel Britt, and here's the man of the hour. It is our wonderful host, Bill Gaither.
Hi, Bill.
That's right.
His name's Daniel.
Daniel, yeah. That's right, Daniel.
Your old friend.
Are here for the long haul.
Yeah.
Let's get started. Hey, it's going to be good.
Let's all put our name tags on so Bill will know us.
Wow.
We're going to get it all kicked off with the whole Homecoming gang today on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah. The Homecoming Friends right here on Homecoming Radio. And let's go now to Indiana, back home in Indiana. The Christ Church Choir from Nashville with the Gaither Vocal Band, When Jesus Lifts the Load.
Your load will be much lighter when Jesus lifts the load.
Your load will be much lighter.
Much lighter when Jesus lifts the load. When Jesus lifts your heavy load, the weight upon your shoulder pulls your load every day. The heartache that you carry makes you stumble on your way.
Heavy load. So praise him for the many things
Jesus will lift your heavy load if you'll only let him. He will lift your heavy load. Jesus will lift your load if you'll only let him. Jesus will lift your load. He will lift your heavy load.
Bill, it's almost time to say bon voyage.
Oh, that's right, Daniel. It's our Gaither Homecoming Farewell Cruise. Live music from so many of your homecoming friends for a full week in the beautiful islands of the Eastern Caribbean.
Oh, the trip comes with ocean views, daily devotions, unique ports of call, warm sand, and gorgeous turquoise waters, plus many of your favorite homecoming friends, such as
Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band,
Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, Reggie and Lady Love Smith,
Chris Blue, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Jason Crabb,
Mark Lowry, Joseph Habedank,
Gene McDonald, The Sound, Gordon Mota,
Martin,
Wes Hampton,
comedian Taylor Mason, and many more.
The Gaither Homecoming Farewell Cruise, sailing a full 7 days, March 30th through April 6th.
With ports of call including the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Turks and Caicos, and the Bahamas.
More information about the Gaither Homecoming Farewell Cruise can be found at homecomingradio.com.
Homecoming Friends, featuring the voice of Naomi Seago. It's a great day here at Homecoming Radio, and from the Homecoming Project passing the faith along, here now is Paid in Full.
There's a promised land untouched by man, prepared for the saved and the blessed. A city built far square, far away somewhere, as a home for the saints to rest. So many have tried, but they couldn't describe all the beauties on that bright shore. For it's never entered into the hearts of men what the Father has in store. I
could sing about heaven for a million years and never get the story told of the jasper walls and the gates of pearl and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in a heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all.
From the throne there springs a glimmering stream of waters pure and sweet,
and it flows by the tree of life on its way to the crystal sea.
And the precious stones that the walls rest on are of 12 different kinds,
and the night will cease, for the Prince of Peace is the light that forever shines. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get the story told of the jasper walls and the gates of pearl and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in a heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get the story told of the jasper walls and the gates of pearl and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in a heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. Man, I can sing about heaven for a million years and still I can never tell it all. Even John the Revelator in a heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I can sing about heaven for a million years, still I could never tell.
What is that? What?
Sooner or later, we do it.
Sooner or later. Oh.
Here he is.
There it is.
Phone books, dictionaries, we've searched high and low, yeah, start to finish, A to sure. Z, deep and wide. We're looking for the perfect word to learn to add to our vocabulary. This is a big one. If you know it, ring in. Uh-huh. If you don't know it, lean in and listen and learn. Circumlocution. Circumlocution. Is that right?
Wow. Anybody?
I think you made that up.
Oh, circum.
You don't know this.
There it is. My bell has malfunctioned.
Love this play.
circumlocution, I believe you said. And that's just,
here
this
comes.
Is very
here
interesting.
Comes.
Bill, wake up. The it's a spring-like mechanism. It is used when they manufacture bank safes. Okay. Yeah. It's typically made of copper. It's attached to the wheel pack by use of a spindle, and that runs through the drive cam. And attached to the drive cam is the wheel fly, which spins until the circumlocution is wound up tighter than a snare drum on a Happy Goodman record. When the right combination is reached, the spindle rotates the cam, which unwinds the circumlocution, thereby extending the lever arm, which nudges the squirrel, who spins the wheel, unlocks the safe, and kicks off the intro to God Walks the Dark Hills. Circumlocution.
Yes.
Am I right on that?
Well, I didn't see the squirrel part coming. Actually, what it means, Kevin, since you ask, the use of many words when fewer would do. Looking at you, buddy.
I failed miserably.
Especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague or evasive, as in, his admission came after years of circumlocution.
I have never been vague. Vague,
maybe.
But not vague.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The things you learn here at Homecoming Radio.
I will never use that word.
Not even once.
I'm so sorry.
This has got to be so helpful for people out there wondering, about which way to turn. Yeah. Where to
they
go,
call me every day.
Yes.
They say, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We could be praying, but instead we're listening to you, and this is helpful.
Stories of a life changed.
Yes. Reader's Digest goes on and on about this.
I don't have the answers to the questions that this life so often throws at me. At times this world feels like a prison to an anxious soul that's waiting just to be set free. But I will hold to
Kim Hopper on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
You know, I love Buddy. I love the newer stuff that Buddy has done. And I love vintage Buddy Green.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's what most of it is.
So let's keep this going with Buddy. He's in the room.
Oh, man. But, this is deep catalog right
it's
here.
It's deep catalog, deep track. Since Jesus came into my heart, Buddy Green.
Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came in.
I had wandered o'er in those highways, needing a reason to carry on. Life was troubled and so trying. I felt that all my strength was gone. But praise the Lord, He found me there, kept me from sinking in my despair, saved my soul. By His mercy, gave me His tender love and care. When there was no one left to guide me, well, He was right there by my side. I heard His message of forgiveness, and I had nothing left to hide. Well, I turned it over to my Jesus, asked Him to save me from my sins. He heard my prayer and He answered. Heaven is waiting, so come on in. Yeah. Now that I found Him, I'll never leave Him. I know that He'll be faithful and true. He's my Savior, and all of these things He's done for me, He'll do for you. And where He leads me, I will follow, and His love I will gladly share. I'll never worry, all is always there with His tender love and care. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, where He leads me, I will follow, and His love I will gladly share. I'll never worry, 'cause He's always there with His tender love and care.
That was my friend, Buddy Green.
Yes, sir.
Mm. It's the part of the show where we like to remind ourselves, remind you, that it is better to think outside yourself and
give it away.
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Officers responded to a bank regarding a patron who was causing a disturbance. When the police arrived, they discovered that a 92-year-old man was trying to withdraw money from his account. However, his identification card was expired. Because it is the bank's policy, they were unable to fulfill his request using an expired card. But one officer decided to personally take the man to the DMV to help him renew his identification card. Once they got it renewed and updated, the officer drove the man back to the bank and he was able to withdraw money from his account. The Montebello Police Department and this particular officer went out of their way to show how much better it is to think outside yourself. Mm-hmm. Try a little kindness and give it away.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No other way to live.
And there are all kind of opportunities, but you have to stay awake and notice them and see them and then act on it. Here's a homecoming bunch doing an old classic. I will meet you in the morning at the Eastern Gate. I love it.
Listen. Second, here we go. Ready, faithful pilgrim.
Then be ready, faithful pilgrim. Blessed with you it be to lay. I will meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning. Just inside the Eastern Gate over there, I will meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning over there.
Yeah. You hasten off to glory, linger near the Eastern Gate. For I'm coming in the morning, so
here at Homecoming Radio, I got a room full of fun here, a room full of people who, and obviously we love this music. So I'm just curious, what is some of your earliest memories of what we call gospel music, either as the term Southern gospel or the music itself, listening to an album or a radio?
Yeah. Well, my sweet daddy was a closet Southern gospel music fan. Mm-hmm. Nobody else in the family particularly knew much about it or was that interested in it. And one night in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I was about 20 years, probably about 18, 19 now that I think about it. I was taking belly dancing lessons, as you do,
sure, in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
In the women's auxiliary.
Right. Yes. Not a lot. So my dad wanted somebody to go with him to the Hot Springs Convention Center and hear the Happy Goodmans.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. And he picked me up, so I put my coat on over my little belly dancing outfit.
Wow.
And we walked in and sat down, and they started, and I was just doing a nice thing for my dad. And they came out, and I was like, wow, that's a lot. And then Vestal hit one of those bugle
yes.
notes
yeah.
that made my belly dancing outfit shake.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know this genre, but I know talent when I hear it.
Yeah. Right.
And the spirit behind that, and that woman standing there commanding the stage,
right.
commanding that
right.
room, was amazing. And yeah. that got, then Daddy didn't have to go to concerts by himself.
I love that so much. That's great.
I believe that.
Christ is coming back to reign upon the earth again. The saints are looking forward to the morning by and by. We will have no sin and no sin.
That was for you, Tori, the Happy Goodmans from the old album Good and Happy. Here's Josh Turner.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. And you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Bill Gaither talking with Jeff Easter.
For an artist to find that fine line between what is his art, what is he supposed to sing, and then also from time to time be able to express the things that are important to him. And what he believes is very, very important. And the reason we are here today is because a big part of bluegrass were songs that they, about things they believed very, very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
About the afterlife, about heaven, about baptism, about a changed life.
And whether it's Southern or bluegrass or pop, if it's in your heart, you know, what's inside is going to come out.
We're on the sea of life, sailing to a better home, where the Savior of all the earth shall abide. Leaving all our trials here, many pleasures waiting there, when we cross the foam and reach the other side.
Free from care. There's room on board for all who will heed the captain's call and take ship for heaven's country bright and fair. Say you're sailing home, we're sailing, sailing on the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Yes, sir, you've reached the harbor, forever we're safely o'er the tide. We are going onward to the other side. Sailing home, we're sailing, sailing o'er the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Yes, soon you'll reach the harbor, forever be safely o'er the tide. We are going onward to the other side.
Well, it won't be long before many of our favorite homecoming friends are going to descend on Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the heart of the beautiful Smoky Mountains for Gaither Family Fest 2025. It's going to be Memorial Weekend.
5 concerts packed into 3 days. You'll want to make your plans now for May 23rd through May 25th.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Mote, Chris Blue, The Martins, Lady Love Smith, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, and more, plus guest speakers.
5 shows are going to be packed into 3 days. We have beautiful singing. We have amazing speakers. You really don't want to miss this. It's perfect for your whole family.
More information at Gaither.com.
Make your plans for Family Fest 2025. We want to see you there.
Come and join us.
Love will never give, never give up. Even when the going gets tough. There's no valley that he won't walk through. Cause love will never give up on you. Love will never give up on you.
The cost. Love made the grave.
Karen Peck and New River.
Back for more here at Homecoming Radio and from their project, Your Story. This is Because of Who He Is by Greater Vision.
I'm living in freedom because of someone who years ago in an act of love had mercy on my soul. I met him at an altar, had nothing I could offer. Still he found me there in a sinner's prayer. That's where he made me whole. So I'll declare it as long as I live, sharing everywhere I go. He is the King who laid aside his holy crown. He is the Lord who has a grave that's empty now. He is the one who says I'm free from all I've been. I'm thankful I'm not who I was because of who he is. His voice like thunder holds such power. The crippled rise, the blind have sight, and all the demons flee when he dies on the inside. Making new out of old life. It's a miracle that leaves you full of everlasting peace. So I'm gonna lift up the name of Jesus and tell you who he is to me. He is the King who laid aside his holy crown. He is the Lord who has a grave that's empty now. He is the one who says I'm free from all I've been. I'm thankful I'm not who I was because of who he is. He is the King who laid aside his holy crown. He is the Lord who has a grave that's empty now. He is the one who says I'm free from all I've been. I'm thankful I'm not who I was.
Hi, this is Russ Taff. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
Well, it's time for a Mayberry moment.
Oh, I like Mayberry moments. Oh,
listen
Let's
to that
do
theme.
That.
There
it is.
One of the most iconic shows in television history, the common sense family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith Show certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert to bring you this Mayberry moment. Here's Kevin.
No question. My favorite show ever until the homecoming hour with Bill Davis. But you didn't have a deputy, so you know. Hey, so we all watched this show at one time or another, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody knows the Andy Griffith Show. So
Still
I got a little
do.
Trivia for you, and this is just fun stuff. What were the visiting hours at the jail? Anybody know that?
There's
a 2-hour visiting block.
Oh, really?
From 2 in the morning to 4.
It was 2 to 4 in the afternoon. But
oh,
no.
You were so close.
But you were very close. Yeah.
Oh.
That AM, PM thing still messes you up. let's give you an easy one here. True or false, did Barney, that was the deputy, Barney Fife, did he play a guitar?
Yes.
No.
He did not.
False. No, he played, but I know what he did play.
What
did he play?
He played the harmonica.
He did. That's right.
Oh, buddy. Little funicula.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't you remember when
very good.
One of my favorite episodes was when he led the goat.
He led the goat that had eaten dynamite.
He led him out of town playing the harmonica.
Like a pipe organ kind of thing.
Lulled the explosive goat out of town.
He sure did. Hey, here's another one. Speaking of Barney, so who told Barney this? Nobody leaves a wash basin the way you do.
That was the woman that was his landlord.
He rented from Mrs. Mendelbright.
Oh.
That's right. He rented a room from her.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Barney was known, this is just a side note, he was known for reciting this rhyme, call the doctor, call for the nurse, call for the lady with the alligator purse. I just love that. What musical instrument did Briscoe Darling play? Remember Mr. Darling?
Oh, Mr. Darling.
Played the jug. And who owns the actual jug from the show now? It's in possession of some. I own some of the props from the show, but I do not own the jug.
Wow.
Who owns the jug?
But you know who owns the
Andy
jug.
Andy Andrews owns the jug.
No way.
Owns Briscoe Darling's jug.
Wow. You can't hide money.
I have Howard Sprague's phone, and I have a book from Helen Crump's classroom, some dishes from the
from
Aunt B's cupboards.
Oh, my gosh.
But he has the jug.
Where do you go to get that kind of stuff?
Well, the prop masters will put it on sale from time to time. It'll actually hit eBay from time to time.
All right.
But Andy bribed a prop master to get the jug. All right, let's find a good one to end on here.
Now I know what to do with all my old harmonicas. This is one Barney played.
That's right.
You know, you got it.
Okay, what was Andy's favorite magazine? That's a good one. Anybody know? Think of the time period.
Field and Stream.
Good guess, but no.
National Geographic.
National Geographic.
Yes.
Wins, and there we go. There we conclude the segment.
You guys.
I love it.
The more I trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Whoa, it gets sweeter as the days go by.
As the days go by.
Sweeter as the days go by.
It gets sweeter.
Sweeter as the moments fly.
As the moments fly.
Sweeter as the moments fly.
His love is richer.
Richer.
Deeper.
Deeper.
Fuller.
Fuller.
Sweeter.
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 Sweeter. Sweeter as the days go by, days go by.
The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart.
His great joy in knowing, with him I am going,
and
nevermore from him to depart. Whoa, 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 it gets sweeter,
sweeter as the days go
by.
Love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper,
fuller,
fuller,
sweeter,
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 sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
His love is sweeter.
Collingsworth family,
right here on Homecoming Radio.
Receiving your notes, you can write us at homecomingradio.com. Here are a few of those now. Ken?
Well, this one comes from a town called Happy, Texas.
Oh, I love that.
Nice.
I look forward to listening to you every week. My husband and I bought every tape you ever put out. It was the only religious material my husband would listen to or watch. Mm. It brings back so many wonderful memories of him. Thank you so much, Bill and Gloria. Monica.
Wow.
Oh, this one is from Clyde. He says, I want to let you know I love your program. I live in Shoals, Indiana, and I listen to it on satellite all the time on my way to work every day and on my way home from work. Just keep doing what you're doing. Some days if I'm down, well, your program just picks me up and I love it. Thanks, Clyde.
You know, we love your notes, so keep in touch. When you contact us today on homecomingradio.com. Gloria and I wrote this song 45 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know how many nights we have sung it, but it's more true today than it was the first time we sang it. One of these days, the marketplace is going to be empty all over the world. New York, Chicago, London, Paris. Listen to the vocal band here.
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate.
The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And now his face I see. The king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me.
Happy faces align the hallways. Those whose lives have been repaired, and broken homes that he has mended. Those from prison he set free. Little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow. Those who are crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And now his face I see.
Coming for me.
What a moment. The Gaither Vocal Band right here as we wrap things up for this week.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little friendship to your life, all the while encouraging you to hold on to the promise that Jesus is everywhere. But join us next time, and we'll be here at the same place with different smiles. But it's going to be good.
So much good information over at homecomingradio.com, and it is available for you, too.
Hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and new projects and link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this
and more at homecomingradio.com.
And we're out of time, but you know what? We're going to be back soon. Join us again. It won't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.